South Sudan is a home to over 60 indigenous languages, each representing a unique cultural legacy. Yet, there are growing concerns that many of these languages are at risk of fading, spoken by fewer voices each generation. Traditional leaders and community representatives have joined their voices to advocate for the preservation of indigenous languages in South Sudan. Their unified call emphasizes the urgent need to safeguard these linguistic treasures and promote their transmission to future generations as a vital aspect of culture and national identity. Longino Michael Cook, chairperson of the Uluwa community in Lokilirpayam, Central Equatoria State, said the community has been working since the 1999 to develop alphabets for the Uluwa language, aiming to facilitate early childhood instruction in their mother tongue. He expressed concern that due to the dominance of Arabic and English in the education system, indigenous languages risk extinction unless communities intensify efforts to preserve and pass them on to younger generations. He warned that without proper documentation such as developing books and educational materials, it will be increasingly difficult to pass these languages on to the future generations, putting them at serious risk of fading.
Mainly, we speak Olubo language. Olubo language is our language. We are proud of it. Those who are staying in Juba, but most of our people who are born in the village are speaking Olubo language. Might be those who are born in Juba and other places might not speak, but we are trying our best to teach them so that this language will not finish or collapse. We have tried our best. By 1999, we tried to put some alphabets down, some books, small books, so that they can read from there. And then in the house, we used to talk in every meeting that children should be taught language. My fear is that if these things are not put down in the books, sometimes it will become very difficult. Because of now, we have this Arabic here, we have English, and not only that, those who are bordering the other tribes may use that language to speak.
As parents play a central role in safeguarding indigenous languages by passing them on to their children through daily use, storytelling, and cultural practices, home is often the first and most impactful space for language, making parental involvement essential to long-term preservation. According to Longino, parents and grandparents hold a vital responsibility in transmitting indigenous languages to younger generations. However, he also expressed concern that factors such as perception that speaking indigenous languages is uncivilized is contributing to their decline.
There are many challenges. Sometimes you see women are more influenced to the children because they are always at home and every time and they are the one sending, go and bring me this and this. That children, we catch that word, and it will be easy. Here, you see, because of this civilization, some of the people, when you speak with your own language, they may think that you are a villager. You are a villager. But when you speak in Arabic and English, they say this man is a civilized person. These are some of the things which make the language sometimes to die.
Longino also highlighted the growing potential of social media platforms, especially applications like WhatsApp, as effective tools for preserving indigenous languages. He noted that these platforms can facilitate daily use, peer-to-peer learning, and community-based engagement, offering a practical way to promote indigenous languages in an increasingly digital world.
This modern technology, we have opened a WhatsApp, which is called Olubo WhatsApp, and other WhatsApps. And that WhatsApps we use to write things in languages, in our language. Yeah. For instance, you bring a topic and then people discuss about it. That one also helps for those who doesn't know the language. for those who are in America, in Australia, because that WhatsApp is a worldwide. It helps a lot. If they don't know the meaning, they will ask a question, and then different people answer that particular question.
Mr. Michael appeals to educational institutions and organizations to support the preservation of indigenous languages through the training of teachers and development of culturally inclusive curriculum. He also called upon parents, especially mothers, to actively teach indigenous languages at home and promote their use in public spaces.
I'm appealing to support the people by training the teachers, who can teach the young ones. My appeal is my young generation is that the mothers should teach these children. And it is not a sin or it is not a crime to speak with your own language. Yeah, we are trying to tell them to teach these children and let these children speak in the public places with their own language.
Chief Barnaba Isaac Awoh, chief of the Cholo community in the Greater Equatorial Region, emphasized that indigenous languages form the foundation of every community. He described them as an essential element in shaping cultural identity and community formation, underscoring their significance in preserving heritage and fostering social cohesion. According to him, parents must take an active role in teaching indigenous languages to their children within the home environment. He stressed that early exposure at home empowers children to confidently use these languages in cultural events and gatherings, thereby strengthening linguistic heritage and reinforcing cultural identity.
Al-usra lazim tatbanna yalo al-asas al-sahih. Wal-asas al-sahih huwa an al-ta'lim al-bitwajjid fi madaris mutamassila fi al-luqad al-haditha huwa ingiliz al-arab wal-luqad al-ukhra ma bita'ani bina huya hawi al-asliya للإنسان. فعلى الأسر تمكين أبنائهم أن يمارسوا اللغات المحلية في مناسبات الاجتماعية العامة للقبيلة وفي منابر الكنسية وفي منابر بتاع الأعداد والتقاليد وخصوصا في البيت يكون حاجة ماسة بأن يكون ده اللغة المتداول في البيت عشان الأبناء تقدر تعرف نفسها ومكانتها وقبيلتها وهويتها المنبثقة منه.
Chief Barnaba acknowledged the vital role that social media platforms and mobile applications can play in teaching and the preservation of indigenous languages. He emphasized that digital tools offer accessible and engaging avenues for communities to promote linguistic heritage, especially among younger generations increasingly connected to technology.
المجتمع من أساسه ما بتطور بدون لغة. اللغة لازم يتحدث، يعني لازم يصل عملية تحديث اللغة في شكل بتاع ممارسات التواصل الاجتماعي، لأنه اللغة في عصر الحالي بيجي بتكتتب وبيجي بتقرأ، فما دام بتكتتب وبتقرأ ما في معنى بأنه إنه يحدثوا بعض التلفونات أوكي وبعض التواصل الاجتماعي أن يكون مثلا منبر لمعرفة الأبناء لغتهم الأصلية.
Chief Barnaba stressed that the preservation of indigenous languages requires a collaborative effort involving all sectors of society. He called for active collaboration from government institutions, traditional leaders, civil society, and families, emphasizing that only through unified action can these languages be safeguarded and passed on to future generations. Indigenous languages are more than tools of communication. They are vessels of history, identity, and belonging. Preserving them is not just a cultural responsibility. It's a promise to future generations. Whether through storytelling, education, or technology, every effort counts. I was with you, Barry Johnson. Thank you for listening.